In the latest pod news...
Right, Mum, you're going to put the kettle on, darling.
Nice cup of tea, everyone.
The Brights launches today. It's claimed to be the world's first reality show podcast, and it follows Lydia Bright, a UK television star from The Only Way is Essex, and her family. The podcast was due to be launched this morning with a guest appearance on Good Morning Britain, a UK breakfast TV show.
The Brights, a brand new reality podcast coming very, very soon. So get subscribing.
Bitplatter has published some insight into podcast mentions of auto brands based on speech recognition of over 1.2 million podcasts published recently. And surprisingly, Tesla is not number one. If you want to know which podcasts are being mentioned on Reddit, worry no longer. A website called Podflix is now compiling them. Coverage of the Rain Canada Summit's podcasting panel is in FYI Music News today. Speakers included Rob Greenlee from Voxnest. In podcasts, Grumpy Old Geeks is celebrating 5 years online by shifting from a weekly podcast to having two episodes every week. It's hosted by Jason DeFilippo and Brian Schulmeister. It's a Monday, so we're linking to lots of opinion. Richard Davies enlightens us on the F word podcasters think the most about. It's friction, of course. David Hooper offers 4 rules for podcast guests. He says, I don't have rules to be hard on guests. I have them to keep guests informed about the process of working with me. Get you. Amanda McLaughlin discusses the one-shot rule, best practice when you really want your audience to do something. The bubble isn't bursting, says Ad Results Media's Kurt Laufer, and Google and Spotify now favour self-hosted podcasters, claims Alan Tepper. You'll find links to all of those opinion pieces at podnews.net. Our podcast's good, our newsletter is even better. We link to all these stories, cover many more, and it's free. Subscribe today at podnews.net.